minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome in to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications studios. Let me tell you guys about Cable's Pub and Grill. It's Thursday, which means it's Fiesta Thursday at Cable. Smothered burrito for $10.99 and house margaritas for $4.
That's a steal.
That's a steal, man. Dude, margaritas are terrible, like, as far as the price goes, everywhere.
Yes.
And then you go into Cable's.
There's a certain one downtown that will absolutely gouge you.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And I've had the margaritas at Cable's. Delicious.
Delicious. Great stuff from them. Tanner Schwentz hanging out with Angel and I here on the whole show. Angel, shall we, let's get to today in the National Football League. The 2023 NFL Pro Bowl games details revealed about the 7-on-7 flag football dodgeball. Players are required to attend this thing, the ones that make it. Pro Bowl's gone, and the Pro Bowl games are here, days after the NFL announced that its annual All-Star game will be replaced with a multifaceted skills competition this season. The league has unveiled additional details about the event. 7-on-7 flag football games will headline the Sunday afternoon slot, typically reserved for the full game. All players voted into the Pro Bowl will be required to participate, barring injury. So if you get voted in, you can't say, I'm going on vacation.
Do they have anything for the big guys? For the offensive and defensive linemen?
I'm still looking.
Because there's that 7-on-7. There's no linemen involved.
Pro Bowl games will be divided into two categories. So what does that mean then? Is it like if you're an offensive lineman, you don't make it to Pro Bowl?
I don't know. They've got to have, you know, like the weightsman relay that they have in track where all the throwers run.
Amount of players going to be nominated into the Pro Bowl, or is it just a 7-on?
I don't know.
If you're not on the 7-on-7 team, are you not a Pro Bowler?
The 7-on-7 does nothing for me. Maybe the big guys just do the dodgeball.
Well, yeah. Like, I've always thought the skill stuff was the best part about it, but that was years ago. I don't really care about it now.
See, I want to see. I want to see what NFL quarterback can throw the furthest. Just stupid stuff like that.
Who would win the net competition? Thrown into a net? Drew Lock. He would destroy.
That is true.
He's got to get in first, though. You got to put him in, Pete.
Put him in, Pete. It's Drew Lock time.
Pro Bowl games will be divided into two categories of events: skills competition and game day events. Skills competition will occur the week of the games, from Tuesday through Saturday, and include non-football activities like dodgeball, a best catch competition, and quarterback drills, including thread the needle accuracy test. The game day events will include roughly three hours of 7-on-7 flag football, without offense and defensive linemen.
Yeah.
Scores from both the skills competition and game day events will be compiled to determine a Pro Bowl Games champion. All players voted in the Pro Bowl will be invited by the NFL to participate in specific competitions or games dependent on their position and skill set. So, sounds like you're going to get the same amount. You're just going to put them in different things.
Dude, I used to love seeing Philip Rivers and Peyton Manning and Brett Favre and everybody with their visors on doing the accuracy stuff. I love it.
I used to like the Pro Bowl because it was so neat to see them in the different helmets.
Yeah.
You know, you'd see them all together in superstars. But in this day and age, we see superstars pair up all the time, so it's lost its shine to me.
That's a good point.
Each Pro Bowl team will consist of 44 players. Members of the winning team will receive $84,000, and members of the losing team will receive $42,000.
For most of these guys, that's like $50 and a burger.
How are you splitting that up? Like, I mean, just, I don't know. Man. All right, it's interesting. Pro Bowl stuff, I mean, are you glad about this?
The only reason I like the Pro Bowl is I would always go bet the over, and it always won. So that was the only thing that
I had going for me.
No. Can we bet on this?
Probably.
We're going to be able to
bet on anything.
You're going to be able to bet on a 7-on-7. Don't bet on a 7-on-7 game.
I'll bet you can.
I bet you can, too, but don't.
I'll bet you'll be able to. Yeah, it's going to happen. You know you're going to do it.
No, I'm not. Not on 7-on-7.
You will bet on if you see a pigeon fly, and you will bet whether it's going to go north or south.
It's animals, man. Give me those odds. Give me those odds.
Like Kevin Malone from The Office, like, oh, ever since March Madness is over, I have been so bored.
If who wins a Grammy or something, what was the...
Mellencamp?
If John
Mellencamp ever wins an Emmy, I'm going to be a very rich man. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. AFC West kind of took a big shot over the weekend, you know, as far as their losses there with the Jags just beating up on the Chargers. You saw the Colts take care of the Raiders, and now, I mean, or the Chiefs, I mean, now I'm wondering, is this AFC West as good as we thought they were?
No, I think there's two teams that say that there's not. I'll give the Chargers a little bit of a pass. I know that they were, I know Herbert was beat up and things like that, but the Jaguars just ran them over. I wasn't
Are
really
the Jaguars good?
I think they're legit.
I picked them to win their division.
In our little pool.
Well, I honestly, it was just random because I was like, I'm picking so conventional here. I got to do something. So that was the one I decided to get crazy.
I think Doug Peterson, listen, I was listening to Rich Eisen, and he had Doug Peterson on earlier this week. And Doug Peterson's a real deal. I mean, he is.
Yeah. I mean, much better than Urban Meyer. It's amazing what happens when your coach sticks with the team and doesn't go out at night and party and dance and stuff.
And he had a great they've got this motto this year, so what, now what? So what, you won, now what's next? Now what are you going to do next?
Hmm.
And that was a philosophy that he was talking about.
How
that, I like that. So what, now what? Okay, you lost, so what, now what's up?
I like that.
Oh, you won, so what, now what's up?
Well, it's kind of like going back to our conversation with Elijah Dotson. He's like, I had a fumble in the first half. So what? Now I got to go bounce back and look what happened to that kid, man.
That's
he
right.
Went off in that game.
The AFC West is taking blows. I mean, left and right. I mean, they absolutely are. And listen, the Raiders are going to turn things around. I still truly believe that. I think Josh McDaniels is a. I don't like him.
Do you think they're going to turn around this year?
Yes.
The stats show the stuff. What if you go 0-4? How many teams have actually made the playoffs at 0-4?
I don't know if they're actually going to be a playoff team,
but you think?
But they're going to be competitive
in the long term.
Yes.
They'll.
Yeah.
I do too. The Cardinals game, they're up 20-0. Chargers, they had 45 opportunities to win that game, but Derek Carr kept throwing interceptions.
The last team to start 0-4 and still make the playoffs was the 1992 San Diego Chargers. Started 0-4 and finished 11-5, clinching the AFC West.
That's a hell of a run.
Well, for the Raiders, you Broncos, then they're at Kansas City, home against the Texans, at Saints. I mean, those are winnable.
Yeah, those are winnable.
At Jacksonville suddenly becomes an interesting one. Home against the Colts, then they're at Denver, at Seattle, home against the Chargers, at Los Angeles Rams, and then home against the Patriots, at the Steelers, home against the Niners, home against the Chiefs.
I still think that's a 10-win
really?
Team. Mm. I think because I know I'm not giving my official prediction, but I gave this away on Monday. I'm taking the Raiders over the Broncos this weekend, and I know that's going to just absolutely piss off Broncos country. But I think that the Josh McDaniels is too smart to be this bad for much longer. I truly believe that. I think he is a smart dude. This can't just keep happening. And that Cardinals game, I mean, Hunter Renfro, the sure-handed Hunter Renfro just fumbles two plays in a row? That doesn't happen.
Did you see now, obviously, former Bronco, former radio guy Tyler Palumbas played under Josh McDaniels. He tweeted a few things, like he does it every year. He's like, in honors of Raiders Week. He had like a bunch of these weird facts. After trading away the young nucleus of our offense, including Jay Cutler, Josh said to the entire team, "Fellas, don't worry about the quarterback situation. I can turn a high school quarterback into an all-pro." He also, according again to Tyler Palumbas, after completing training camp with fully padded 2 days as often as was legal, he hyped up a special award after practice. It was an ice cream truck and a T-shirt that said Iron Man. Our reward was ice cream. Every single day began with a 10-minute bad football reel from the day before where he would dog cuss you and your coach for any bad play from practice 24 hours ago. Set the tone for a real positive day in front of the entire team.
No, he was
he's a crazy.
Insanely arrogant, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he was insanely.
Do you think he's still doing that stuff?
No.
Do you think he learned from it and go, all right, I have to dial it back?
He's too smart, right?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, when he was a coach for the Broncos and everybody hated him, I wasn't doing a show at that time. I did say this guy's going to be a good head coach someday.
Yeah.
He just got too much too fast. But when you read stuff like that, you're like, dude. I mean, listen to this one. After the season, I had an exit interview. He spent 10 minutes telling me everything I sucked at, but he looked so depressed and miserable that when he was done, I didn't care what he said about my play. I was concerned for him. Coach, are you all right? That's a hard man to work for. And then, so I mean, again, there's just a lot of stuff.
But you and I both said when they made that move and they hired when they hired McDaniels, we both said, okay, the Raiders just got better.
Yeah.
Because I was in that same boat with you. Josh McDaniels is too smart to be this bad for too long.
I think the Raiders will turn it around. I just hope it doesn't start on Sunday. That's where I am.
I'm very scared that it is. I'm very, very afraid that that is going to be the case.
One of these teams is going to start figuring it out this weekend as far as the offense and all that. But, I mean, again, wouldn't you rather be trying to figure it out, but you're 2-1, as opposed to a Raiders team that they think they're figuring it out. They were up 20-0 over the Cardinals, but they have nothing to show for it. They're 0-3.
Yeah.
Maybe they're a better team than the Broncos right now. I don't know, but Denver's at least 2-1.
I think with these two teams, I think you throw out the records going into this matchup. I really do, because I agree with you. I mean, they're a 2-point conversion away against Tennessee. They're in overtime against Arizona, like you talked about. Kyler Murray, the small man, was out there just making plays happen. I mean, this team should be, you know, 2-1 at least.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I think they should be, but, you know, they're not. They're 0-3. And they've got to try to figure this thing out against the Broncos coming up on Sunday. And, you know, Denver, Nathaniel Hackett seems like that hire with Wasburg's worked out pretty well. You didn't see a lot of those major issues. Now you just got to see this offense. You got to see him get some first downs.
Yeah, he didn't have – I mean, Jerry Rosberg didn't have much to do because they were going 3-and-out. I mean, what was he saying? Hey, punt it again, Nathaniel.
Well, there was a few –
hey, punt it again.
In that second half, there was a few of those, like, should we go for it or should we punt it? And then Rosberg's like, what was that, in the fourth quarter? Early in the fourth quarter, like 7 minutes left, and they could have went for it on their own 36 or something like that, but instead they punted it and then just made a big stop. You know, that was Rosberg.
Yeah.
And said, hey, don't Hackett even admitted it. He said he wanted to go for it.
So do you believe that was Hackett that wanted him, or do you think that was George Payton?
I don't know. I've heard
rumors.
Does
it matter? Does it matter who wants him in? Because I think it does. I think it definitely
matters. If Hackett didn't want a guy like that and you come in as the general manager and said, here he is, you're getting this guy. That's uncomfortable, but that's work, right? If we suck at our job, somebody's going to hire somebody to babysit us, too. So that is tough, I guess, but it's difficult. It's difficult for Hackett. But I think he signed off on it, probably.
I do. The same thing that I just said about Josh McDaniels, like Nathaniel Hackett is too smart to be this bad for too long. And I think it was, I truly believe that it was Hackett that said, yeah, I need help. And there is no truer sign of a smart individual than admitting when you need help, in my opinion. And I think that's what Hackett did. And they bring in Rosberg, and it's like, okay, he was applauded for it. It wasn't a sign of weakness. That's a sign of strength, saying, yeah, I messed up here. I've got things to work on while I'm learning. Hey, Jerry, come in and help us for a while, and then we'll go from here.
Yeah, no, I do. I like it, I think. Now in 2 years, a year even, I kind of want to see
week six.
Not that
it
matters.
Gone.
I mean, hey, if you win Super Bowls and all that stuff, it doesn't matter who's helping you or whatever, as long as you figure it out. 18 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. Don't forget, we have the Thursday night special coming up at the bottom of the hour. And Jay Norvell, CSU, what's happening over there? More transfers today. They do have a bye week, though, and then you have Nevada drama going on over there, too. So we'll talk about all that and more. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Shout out to Lemons Heating and Cooling. That air conditioner has been working hard this summer, so you need to get the guys in there, check it out, and then get ready for the changing of the season with Lemons Heating and Cooling, 970-567-0798.
Jerry's much better at fixing HVAC systems than golf. Not a good
golfer.
Did you
go golfing with him?
I did.
He's not good?
He was my teammate.
Is he Brady good? Not good? Or like, it's okay.
It's close.
I don't care anymore.
It's close. Jerry might be a little bit better.
The first time we went. There was promise there.
There still is.
There's no promise. It's gone away.
Mentally, you've given
up. No, it's gone.
Mentally, you've given
up. I hate it. It's stupid.
You're too athletic, man. You're too athletic.
Well, that's why I do real sports.
Like? Playing Madden?
That's a real sport.
How'd that work out for you?
If I stand up, if I stand up and do it, it's like an athletic sport.
How'd that last Madden game treat you?
It was a good match between you two the other day.
We do have a yes. setup here.
A lot of onside kicks.
I've mastered at least keeping it in bounds.
I still want to do the Madden tournament again with listeners. That was a fun time.
That would be fun. I had the vid last time. Otherwise, I would have been the champ.
I got second.
Yeah.
I lost to a college kid.
And I beat him pretty consistently, so I would have been the champ.
Not recently, though. Yeah. I've been winning most of the games.
Who won yesterday?
Well, that was the goofiest game we've ever played in our life.
You had a chance to win at the last minute. Tanner threw a brutal interception with like a minute left.
Timeout with like 10 seconds.
Everybody knows what I was doing. I could have gone up 9 if I just kicked the extra point, but what's the fun in that?
No, I got to you. I got to you mentally.
That's what it was.
I got to you mentally.
I didn't want to bury you.
You still playing video games anymore outside of that? Like, do you play video games?
No, not much.
You don't play Fortnite?
No.
Yeah, you do too. You just know.
You keep your damn mouth shut.
What?
Right there, Angel.
What is he playing?
Angel.
What? Angel.
This is really gonna. Thank you, Angel.
Did you buy a new console?
No, I didn't. No.
You're playing Fortnite with Angel?
No.
Are you playing Madden with Angel?
No.
Then what would I be mad about?
No, it's nothing you'd be mad about. Nothing.
Oh, I need to know.
No.
You have. It's a game you're playing.
No.
That's what he's not telling us?
Yeah, it's Sims. I've re-downloaded Sims.
No, that's not it. You're playing a video game that you don't want to tell us about.
No.
How bad can it be?
No.
Yeah, we won't make fun of you. This is the circle.
I am going to plead the fifth.
This is the circle of trust.
Angel is my lawyer, and he has advised me
to
plead
the fifth. Well, now I want to know what you're playing.
I've taken the Fifth Amendment right to remain silent.
Is it about a game you're playing? Just give me a hint.
Well, you said the game already.
Fortnite.
Yeah.
But so why won't you tell me?
Because I don't need to.
Well, you just told me.
I am so easy to make fun of the way that it is. People don't need any more ammunition.
I don't listen.
I want to be taken seriously in this business.
Everybody plays Fortnite.
That is true.
Because I'm not a loser. But everybody else does, it seems like.
You would love it, actually.
No, actually, I'm a video game dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I play Assassin's Creed, man.
It's a lot of fun.
It's fun. That's a great game. You're a Creed. Yeah. You're a member of the Creed as well.
Yes. Don't speak about the
Creed. Did you buy your... What did you get?
I have not got a new console yet.
What are you going to get?
I'm leaning towards a PS5.
Good call.
But also might be...
But you need to switch over to PlayStation. I've got them both now, and the PlayStation is a
much
better console.
But we want to start playing Madden together, Angel and I.
We get a PlayStation.
Yeah, we all have PlayStations.
I've got both, so I'm good for anything.
Make sure she didn't already buy an Xbox. Because that's what I think I'm getting for Christmas.
So
I'm like a little child.
Is the Thursday Night Special locked in your head already?
Yeah. Absolutely.
The clouds have opened up. You've already seen.
I've seen the logo in the sky.
Did you see that the Cincinnati Bengals are wearing their all white tonight?
I saw all those things.
That changes things.
They're spying on the Dolphins, too. What's going on there?
Hammer the Bengals tonight.
Because they got all the intel.
That's right.
They have some intel now.
I'm excited to see where you're going to go with this.
I am, too. I'm also excited. Are they really spying on him, Angel?
Yes. So the Dolphins left early yesterday morning because of the hurricane. They didn't want to stay for the morning and then leave. So they left early this morning, and I believe it's up to the Bengals to give them a place to practice or walk through that is secure and safe and all that. Well, they decided to pick the University of Cincinnati's stadium, which happens to be smack dab in the middle of their campus, and there's no like gates or fences up around it. So it's basically an open-air stadium in the middle of a college campus having an NFL walkthrough. Somebody from Barstool Cincinnati tweeted out a bunch of videos from the Dolphins walkthrough, like full 30-second clips from this walkthrough, started tagging the Bengals' Twitter accounts in it. Miami Dolphins social media got involved, sent a message to Twitter asking the post to get taken down, and the NFL has now had some security looking into this situation.
Did the guy do anything wrong?
So here's what, and Dave Portnoy, the president of Barstool, got this email. My name is Stuart Drew, director of social media for the Miami Dolphins. It has come to our attention that the Barstool Cincinnati Twitter account has posted videos recorded of our closed practice earlier this afternoon. We were looking to have these posts deleted immediately from Twitter as this content capture was not authorized or permitted. Let the tweets below. Please let me know if you have any questions. Thank you. Dave Portnoy said, no, I'm not. I mean, he's
It's open, like you said, Angel. It's open. So is it illegal?
It was a closed practice.
But it was like...
It's an open-air stadium. Like, there's no roof on it. There's not, like, gates or anything keeping you out of the stadium.
So,
according
to
Cincinnati students, you can just walk on that field.
So then you should be...
This goes back to the journalistic ethics.
Like drones flying over your property and stuff? Like that? I don't know.
Well, the
man.
Seattle game last week, and they paused the game because a drone was flying over the stadium.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with it. I don't. I mean,
really?
It is a walkthrough. They're probably not doing a ton of stuff.
Do you think Zach Taylor went to this Twitter account and goes, "Ooh, I'm going to be able to pick some stuff up from this random little grainy video we got"?
We'll pick up that Tua is playing.
Well, we knew that.
We know that. Well,
we didn't know that at the time.
In fact, they're just saying he's like
he is still listed as questionable, but he is expected to start.
If he came back into the second half of that Bills game, he was going to play. There's no doubt. And by the way, I think your boy deserves prison time because he definitely should have been in concussion protocol.
So that's on him.
He was in concussion protocol.
There's no way he passed. Dude, the guy stood up.
Because his back
steps.
Got loosened up.
Oh, you're going with the back injury.
He actually hurt his back on a fourth and goal sneak.
My back hurts so bad. Oh, no, I'm going to
fall.
Ever
done a quarterback sneak at the goal line and you go up on top of your offensive lineman, the D lineman starts pushing you backwards?
Did you have a concussion? Did you ever have a concussion?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. You would probably.
We didn't like it. I'm a little older than you. We got hit in the head.
Right.
It was just like.
If he had a concussion, he would not have come back.
Yes, he would have. He did.
No, the NFL puts people in place.
So you're telling me
so that they are independent, unbiased doctor, neurobiologists that run this test. If they say no, it's a no.
You think your Dolphins are so ethically.
I don't think the Dolphins are doing this.
Hold on.
No.
You think your Dolphins are so ethically grounded that they wouldn't have said, "Hey, Doc, you know, give us a pass on this one, that we're playing the effing Bills." You don't think that? Oh, come on.
I don't think Mike McDaniel's
absolutely
that.
He would
no,
have.
No, he's not.
I don't know. In this day and age, I don't know if they're risking it because that's going to get found out, but I don't know.
Why risk your quarterback going back out there if you're going
to
lose him for potentially longer times?
To beat the Bills.
Play the Bills in December. Get another shot.
No, that was not a back injury. How he fell was not a back injury. We've seen so many concussions. I've had one where I was lined up under the wrong guy. I was lined up under the guard instead of the center to take the snap. And when I stood up after I got hit, the first thing I did was about fall down. But again, this was before concussions started to even take place in high school.
Yeah, like
football.
We didn't have that.
The
stuff.
Protocol at the high school level is that if they sense just a little bit of it, you're out for the rest of the game. Mm. And before you get concussed, you have to take this. It's called an impact test that you have to take, and then before you go back, you have to clear that. So you have to do it faster than you did before. So there's no way. There is no way he was not concussed. He was going to play as soon as he went back into that game.
Tanner should be in concussion protocol with some of his takes today.
I think I've been pretty solid with my takes. Who was that?
It's Noob.
Noob.
Noob's coming at you hard.
Get out
Tell
here,
Skip
Noob.
Bayless to go take a nap.
Noob. I see your tweets, man. You're closer to Skip Bayless than I am.
Noob. I love Noob.
Very
Dixon,
good bowler.
Scary game for Denver. Oakland has been playing like they are just along for the ride.
They're not Oakland,
but
Dixon.
They're desperate. Yeah. Why did you say Oakland, Dixon? You messed me up now. I'll read anything on the teleprompter. Feeling very limited, but also very dangerous.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Let's go. 34 minutes after the hour.
Ooh,
are we
Thursday
ready?
Thursday night special.
Thursday night special coming up. Bengals Dolphins tonight on Amazon Prime. Albert Michaels and Kirby Herbstreit. No, it's not Kirby. It's Kirk.
It's Ian Eagle tonight.
Oh, why?
I have no idea. I wondered the same thing when they announced
it. Why did you get so excited about Ian Eagle?
Albert's
it's like Al Michaels Al's, is way up here and Ian Eagle's down
Al's
here.
Al's not. No, I thought maybe they made a change already.
Did they fire Al Michaels?
What's going on with Al Michaels?
I'll
is he okay?
In. I'll dig in.
Dig
Brady.
In. We need to know this. And Kirk Street.
Kirky.
I messed his name up once.
I know.
And now I can't get it right.
Yeah. It's
like Kirk Cousins for me now.
Correction. It is still Kirk Street Michaels. They are also streaming this on Twitch.
Oh, okay.
If you wanted to watch it, and that is with Ian Eagle.
Oh, Ian Eagle has to hate his life.
We just cleared that up,
he's
man.
A television TV broadcaster, and now he's on Twitch.
He's a lot of radio, too.
Does he?
Yeah.
I did not know
okay,
that.
35 minutes after.
Do you know what Twitch is?
Like a nervous
there it is.
Kind
yep,
of
that's
thing?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 35 minutes after the
streaming
hour.
Video game thing.
No, don't tell him. He's dangerous.
He doesn't even know about video games.
I know about video games.
The more he knows, the more dangerous he is to himself and everybody else.
All right, 35 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash. Okay, Angel. It is Thursday, Mr. Thursday Night, back with you here. 2-1 on the season. We got backdoored by the Chargers. That's my only loss. Conspiracy's back out there about trying to take down Mr. Thursday Night. I'm a little out of breath.
That was an aggressive guitar solo you had over there.
Good air guitar happening there. So Tanner Schwint sitting in here with me, and we've got we're talking Dolphins and Bengals.
You good?
There we go. Now we can start. This is an interesting one. The Bengals are favorites at home. According to ESPN, they're 3.5-point favorites at this point. However, Miami's 3-0. They took down the King. 3 weeks ago, we said the Bills are unbeatable. They're going to just run over teams all season long. And 2 weeks later, they lose to the Miami Dolphins. Are the Dolphins for real? Are the Bengals as bad as we think they are? Or are they going to make a bounce back here? Are the Bengals tired of, you know, I said this at the beginning of the season, Tanner. I said Cincinnati should have the biggest chip on their shoulder because nobody is talking about them, even though they were in the Super Bowl last year. Well, maybe we know why. They're 1-2 right now. Oh, is your boy Tua? Tua's playing, right? We got that. We know that, right, Angel? This is a tough one. This is very tough. Because I feel like they know something, man. The wise guys know something out there about this game. Because why would the Bengals be favored at home? Is this when Joe Burrow gets it going? Or are the Dolphins the best team in the league? I like the Dolphins to win. Dolphins win tonight. Yes! Here we go.
Snakes the wrong way, stays on his feet, sneaks through,
Tua the Dolphin,
and down to the 10.
Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle.
Middle got his man, and he's gonna Jalen Waddle for the touchdown.
Waddle.
In this form, I'm gonna take my talents to South Beach.
Bye bye, LeBron.
The cheetah.
Can't wait to go against Eli Apple, man. I owe you, boy. Ooh. I owe you. I'm here. Cheetah's here.
I'm going to Miami.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about it? I kind of had you going for a second. You thought I was going to go Bengals cover.
I had just a feeling, but I think you're wrong. I'd like to go on the official record as the fact that the Bengals will win tonight and will cover the 3.5.
No.
They will.
Wait, you have them covering too?
I think they cover the 3.5 tonight. I think they're just back at it. I do think the Dolphins are a good team, potentially even a playoff team, but I don't think that they can keep this level of success out there. I think that they caught Buffalo on a bad day. They couldn't score in the red zone. And I think that comeback against the Ravens was, no offense, a little fluky. I think that the Bengals are
every win to Tanner is a fluke.
No.
I was torn on this, you know, because part of me doesn't know if the Dolphins are the real deal just yet. This is what happens in the league, man. We always develop these narratives in the first week, and then things change. The second week was comeback city, you know? And then the third week was just kind of a crazy week. Hell, the AFC West sucked, and nobody would have predicted that. So I don't know if the Dolphins are for real. I don't know if Tua is going to keep that, you know, those numbers up.
Magic alive.
However, I didn't believe in Cincinnati last year, and I was wrong. They made it to the Super Bowl. I mean, I just think everything went the right way for them.
For sure.
I don't see this team being competitive throughout the course of the year. Joe Burrow's fine, but I just I'm not buying it with Cincinnati. So that's kind of where I'm going with Miami. I don't know if Miami's a real deal, but I know Cincinnati's not. That's where I am.
That's interesting. I still think there's enough there. I don't think Joe Burrow was just a flash in the pan.
No, I think he's a good quarterback.
I think they've got it there. I still think that they've got it. I think Zach Taylor's a good coach. I think Joe Burrow's a great quarterback. I think that it in Cincinnati tonight, the white uniforms, I mean, it just sets up. It just sets up for a big Bengals win. I think the narrative coming out of this one is that the Bengals are back.
Angela, any shockers coming from you? What are you picking?
Yeah, pick the Bengals.
I'll give you my actual thoughts on this game. So Miami's coming off a tough game against Buffalo. The defense played over 90 snaps, over 40 minutes in that game. So they're going to be, you know, tired. But the opposite of that is that the offense did not play that much. Obviously, Tua had the injury. Whatever you want to say with that, he is playing. Jalen Waddle is going to be playing as well. So, you know, Tyreek's got a vendetta against Eli Apple tonight. I think Tyreek's going to have a big game. And the Dolphins last week against the Bills had 5 plays on Josh Allen where they could have been intercepted. I think the Dolphins get some turnovers tonight.
Well, the Bills, we talked about this last week. The Bills came into that game last week on crutches, man. They were without so many players. That's going to be the case this week, too, when they go up against the Baltimore Ravens. So it's a little note for you, Tanner, if you don't forget to make your picks this week.
I already made them.
We'll see. This should be a fun one.
What are the stats between Tyreek Hill and Eli Apple? Does anybody have that type of stuff?
They've only played one game, I believe, and it was the AFC Championship last year. I believe Tyreek had like 3 catches, 63 or 90 yards. I mean, it's one of those two numbers.
And so 7. They developed a hatred for each other. How? In that game?
Eli Apple went on Twitter, called Tyreek a baby.
Was not the word I thought it was.
He sent Tyreek Super Bowl tickets. So
that's hilarious.
Tyreek's a little salty.
I can't stand Tyreek Hill. Let's see. He caught 7 of his 10 targets for 78 yards. Eli Apple had 7 tackles in that game.
I like a good wide receiver cornerback rivalry.
It'll be chippy between those two.
I love that. I love watching it because there's always something going on a little after the play. They're pushing around a lot. They're almost getting into a wrestling match at some point.
You talked about Odell and Josh Norman a week ago, and that was awesome. The DeAndre Evans Johnson and Courtland Finnegan rivalry. That was
Evans
awesome.
Evans and Lattimore. Yeah. I mean, that's in the division too. So you love that.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what that Bengals defense is all about. Can Trey Hendrickson and the rest of the defense get after Tua a little bit tonight? Is Tua going to be worried about taking hits a little bit now? I doubt it. I mean, the guy. I mean, he's a winner. I will give Tua that. He is a winner. But you get beat up like that in a game, it messes with a quarterback's psyche. I like Cincinnati minus the 3.5.
Oh, Mr. Thursday Night has spoken, and we're going 3-1. Yeah.
You're probably right.
That's it.
It's your program.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on. Go Dolphins!
You can't interrupt Mr. Thursday.
Sorry, buddy.
48 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break and wrap up the show. The other side's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jenny Kavnar from AT&T Sportsnet, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
Oh, man. Thanks for hanging out, Tanner.
Thanks for having me.
That was a good time.
I like being in this chair over here.
It's fun. It's fun in here.
Yeah, I could just throw
cozy.
You. I could take you wherever I want to.
Yes, exactly.
Now I know how Brian feels every morning from 6 to 10.
Is that where Brian sits right
Brian
there?
Brian sits right here.
That's interesting. Where people choose to sit when they're not in the host chair.
It is very.
It's an interesting dilemma. When you walk in.
Dilemma.
First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. A big football Friday coming up tomorrow.
Live from Canvas Stadium.
We're going to be live from Canvas Stadium. Crazy Carl's Pizza's putting the sponsorship together where we're having the double header for high school football tomorrow at Canvas. So that's going to be great. So Clark's going to do his show live out there. I'll do mine. We'll have football Friday and then 2 big games on Friday night.
Yeah, there's finally going to be a Fort Collins team that wins in that stadium. But, hey, our boy Lonnie calling in saying that he just went to Crazy Carl's last night.
Oh, yeah,
right?
It's right. Lonster went to Crazy Carl's Pizza.
What did he have? The everything or the something?
The whole works.
The whole works. That was it's everything, I guess.
Wow, their pizza it is so good. Go try pizza from Crazy Carl's Pizza. But we do thank them for hooking us up, making it possible for us to get out there. Have a wonderful Friday broadcast. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's do it. We'll start you guys off tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Come and join Brian and I for more Russell Wilson hate.
It's the live and local that you didn't know you wanted when you're talking about Russell Wilson hate.
Not the heroes you needed, but maybe the ones that you wanted. I don't know.
All right, that'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.